Some people work their whole lives trying to solve one really big problem. That was the case with geoscientist John Zakura, who studied Hanford. Correspondent Anna King has this remembrance.
In the mountains of British Columbia, about a decade ago, John Zakura was really getting bugged by horseflies.
The horseflies were actually just horrible. They were just biting us. You know, horseflies are, they're slow and kind of clumsy, but there's so many of them, eventually one of them gets you.
That's best friend and science colleague Jim Fredrickson. So Zakura tied one fly with dental floss to the top button of his baseball cap, Fredrickson remembers.
And so the fly was still flying around, alive as everything, and he had that fly as a pet on the top of his hat, and it was the strangest sight.
Zakura was a brilliant scientist with a dry sense of humor. I knew him. He was my husband's friend and colleague at the Federal Pacific Northwest National Laboratory. Zakura died the first day of June after a 2-year battle with a rare form of blood cancer.
You never got a one-word answer from John, particularly if the question was about science.
That's Todd Anderson, director of the Biological Systems Science Division for the U.S. Department of Energy. Much of Zakura's career was spent trying to figure out what was happening underneath Hanford's 300 area, specifically how radioactive particles like uranium would move with the groundwater into the Columbia River.
The depth of his knowledge, and particularly about issues of contaminant transport at the Hanford site, was encyclopedic.
In fact, Zakura won some of science's top honors. He became a Battelle Fellow in 2010. Battelle Fellows make up less than 0.5% of scientists at PNNL. He also earned an E.O. Lawrence Award, one of the most prestigious honors given by DOE's Office of Science. Zakura was good at leading large interdisciplinary teams, and he also mentored new scientists. Xin Yuan Chen, an earth scientist at PNNL, says Zakura helped her learn how to ask better, big science questions. Chen says she often tried to use science models or tools that were already available to solve new science problems.
What John has taught me is, you know, there are other possibilities to build a better tool. And the existing tools are not always the best tools if there are missing elements in that tool.
Jim Fredrickson says he and Zakura ran or biked several miles at noon for more than 30 years. And they often hiked or skied. Fredrickson says some of their best science together was carved out of their trips to the mountain, talking together in spurts on the 10-minute chairlift rides up.
And by the time the lifts closed or where we wore out and weren't ready to ski anymore, time for a beer down at the lodge or whatever, we would have, you know, kind of a rough idea. And sometimes we would actually, you know, write some of those ideas down on the way back in the car.
Those backcountry talks would often launch them into a fresh investigation on a big question in science. Zakura's work shed light on how small-scale underground reactions between radioactive elements, water, and soil affect big systems like the Columbia River, enabling Hanford managers to make better decisions on environmental cleanup. I'm Anna King.